listening to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
Folks, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, the abbreviated version here. Not going to be able to hang out with you for the Hour Plus edition of the show. This is kind of what I do on my other podcast. I give you a little bit, a little preview of the semifinal, the round of eight. This is the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, your host, Eddie Greer III, for this podcast all about NASCAR racing from the King World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series of Three Divisions and all the more sports. We're coming at you on race day morning here, October 16th, 2022 here. And again, this is going to be really short, but you will get the recap. You will get a full episode. I will probably record it, probably sometime this week. I don't know. But yeah, everything got kind of mixed up this weekend, so I'm not going to be able to hang out with you guys for not the usual hour, 55 hour-ish show to the podcast, but I will give you something to think about here. I can go on a lot of rants here, but I will save that for the next episode of the podcast, which I believe it's going to be 318. So you know where my mind's at. I can go a lot of ways. Obviously, been diving into the playoffs of the Major League Baseball. Well, that's a wrap for me for this year. I can go down a rabbit hole. That's been bothering me. And you got to the really actually all 300 plus teams out of the National League. You have Tyler Reddick going a year earlier than 223-11 racing. You got that. Haley Deegan made her Xfinity Series debut yesterday in a very impressive one at that. Roger Cruz continuing to make headway. There's a lot of things to go down, so I'm kind of a little disappointed that I'm not going to be able to hang out with you guys, but that's going to be coming on the next edition of the show with, of course, the Las Vegas preview or recap, actually, so it kind of makes sense not to do it one here. But I, obviously, the cutoff race, real quick, it was something else. Did not expect Kyle Larson to be eliminated. Speaking of not expecting to see the big dogs get eliminated, Kyle Larson not advancing. Not advancing, folks, to the next round semifinal. The defending champion will not be able to defend his crown after being knocked out thanks to hitting the wall. And he kind of said it at best as well there. Made too many mistakes, and that's pretty unfortunate because he was in, and then a caution for a little lame sign came out, and then it changed everything. NBC had it on for like an hour, it seemed like, there, and NASCAR finally threw out the caution. And this was a situation where Christopher Bell, who was out, right, he was out 36 some odd points out. He needed to win anyway. Everything just lined up for him, got in, used the final caution to get fresh. Well, it was not the final caution. It was the second to last caution, right? And he used that caution to get fresh tires and to get add some more fuel. And the dude just took it. Was a Christopher Bell show at the end of this race. No doubt about it. He definitely earned his way in. Needed to win, got it done. And I thought for a moment there it was going to be an upset. Harvick got in there, mixed it up in there a little bit. But it was the 20 car. Christopher Bell and Joe Gibbs Racing has been absolute a crap hole when it comes to road course races here in 2022. Found a way. Christopher Bell found a way. Just like he found a way at New Hampshire. Found a way to get it done. And now he's a win away from getting in to the championship four. As of right now. Look. the guy's got to limit. Daniel Suarez, he was all pissed off with Corey LaJoie. And Daniel Suarez had a right to be pissed, right? Because he was going to go. He looked like he was going to go in the next round instead of Christopher Bell. He had scored stage points in both stages. Couldn't get it done thanks to a power steering issue. Yeah, let's see if I can go back. Yeah, to a power steering issue for him. So unfortunate for him. And I got a problem. Austin Cindric did everything he could to stay in it. And he missed out. He got knocked out late. So he did the opposite of what Christian Bell did. He stayed out on the racetrack, tried to hold off a lot of spots, couldn't do it. And then you turn around, Christian Bell wins the race there, knocks Kyle Larson out. And then here is the controversial thing that I am really upset about with NASCAR again. What are we doing? Just we can do whatever the hell we want, right? So obviously, going back to, what was it, 2011 or 2012, the whole Michael Waltrip Racing situation with Truex having nothing to do with, you know, whatever Clint Bowyer was doing and Brian Vickers, right? He had no idea. And this was the fact that Truex fighting for his playoff life, trying to get in the playoffs, does it initially, races away in, and to find out 24 hours later, or 20 to 40 hours later, that you're getting kicked out of the playoffs. I wish I had a whole hour. And I might continue this conversation because this is just absolutely BS. That Cole Custer, this was the main highlight for NASCAR. Cole Custer got fined $100,000. And got taken points away. I don't have the notes with me right now, but and of course Mike Shiblett got suspended indefinitely, right? So for Cole Custer for basically holding up the entire rest of the field and let Chase Briscoe get in the field. And the only difference is from the Truex incident. Well, I shouldn't say Truex. The Michael Waltrip incident from the Stewart Haas incident is that Truex got kicked out. And Chase Briscoe, who raced his way in last week, did not get kicked out. What are we doing? what in the hell are we doing? This has come a comedy show on NASCAR. I'm sorry. And boy, I'm gonna even cook. I'm gonna be cooking on next episode of the 3-1 NASCAR podcast. That's all I'm gonna say for that. Whether it's NASCAR or the Atlanta Braves, and one individual in particularly, this has become a crapshoot. This has become whatever we want to do. We want to penalize, sit back, and do what we want to do. So, it's just ridiculous to me that we're just trying to get this steer the car back on the racetrack here. What are we doing? And the fact of the matter is, we can penalize whatever who we want, wherever we want. Kind of like Denny Hamlin said. So, it's just comedy show. I'm ready for the year to end. I'm ready for the season to end. As a whole, because this is comedy show. And so Chase Briscoe, luck of the draw, lucky he's even in the semifinal round at that. And I'm probably going on a limb here, so he ain't gonna make it to the championship four for all that's worth right there. So he's very fortunate to be in this spot. Because honestly, going back to that, if you're gonna penalize Truex for getting in to the playoffs at that particular time, he raced his ass off. I remember. And obviously, yes, for NASCAR folks, for those of you who are just tuning in for the very first time on this podcast, this is not a full episode. I wish it was, because I'm going to be cooking the next episode. So you want to make sure you're subscribed to the 3-1 NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast there on that. But we want to do what we want to do. It comes down to that. People, we need more leadership. Need new leadership in NASCAR. That's just bottom line is when it comes to this kind of stuff. We want to penalize Truex, but we don't want to penalize Chase Briscoe because it has no factor of him getting the playoffs. That is complete bullshit for that. So whatever. And that, so yeah, Chase Briscoe's in on the skin of his teeth. He's not going to be much of a factor if at all. I mean, yeah, we've seen our surprises in these playoffs. Kyle Larson not in to the round of eight there. So we'll just see the rest of the field who's in. All right, so Chase as of right now. Let's just go here. Chase Elliott. He could be more than a Final Four luck at this point here. But crazier things have happened, a la last week. So I'm going to hold off on that. But Chase Elliott there, sitting in very good position, the number one seed, heading in to the semifinal. As I'm recording this podcast, Las Vegas later on this afternoon. This podcast probably won't come, this episode, this little mini episode probably won't go out until maybe the second stage, probably, since it is a shorter episode. So, if you're looking for that, look out for it in the second stage later on this afternoon. Joey Logano from Penske Racing, second seed right now, 11. Ross Chastain, baby, third. Really intriguing right here. Ross Chastain, now the only track house car. They could have had two track house cars, both track house racing cars in the show. Unfortunately for them, that did not happen. Better do that for I forget. But yeah, Ross Chastain in, and they say they have to win either this week or next week. Pretty interesting, because Martinsville, we know what happened in early this year. Nothing happened at Martinsville. The racing sucked under the lights. So we'll see what happens there. Christopher Bell in right now. If this was a championship four, this would be it. But obviously it's not, because we still have yet to let these races play out. Las Vegas, Homestead, and Martinsville are the tracks. And then the season finale of 2022 at Phoenix once again. So Christopher Bell, Joe Gibbs Racing is in. Blaney, the other Penske car, is in. Well, actually, he's in the 8th place. First car out right now. 3 out. Along with William Byron from Hendrick Motorsports, Denny Hamlin, Joe Gibbs Racing, Chase Briscoe, Stuart Haas, and Stuart Haas Racing. Stuart Haas Racing and Trackhouse have the only cars left in these playoffs. So you have multiple cars from Hendrick Motorsports, Penske, and Joe Gibbs Racing. So we'll see what happens on that front here. Las Vegas, right? Tyler Reddick sitting P1, will roll off, will lead the field to green later this afternoon. They're asked, well, let's just check this out. As now I'm going to switch tabs here. The starting lineup. When this podcast comes out, this race will be ongoing. So this is going to change. Well, start the. Well, okay. So here's what I'm talking about, right? So let's check out where the playoff drivers, rest of the playoff drivers, are at. Starting with William Byron. He's going to start third. So he leads the playoff drivers, remaining playoff drivers there. Ryan Blaney, he's pretty good at Vegas. So this is a pretty good bet here. Blaney will roll off fourth. Joey Logano fifth. There, Christopher Bell, the leading Joe Gibbs Racing driver, seventh. Where the rest of the Joe Gibbs Racing cars qualify pretty bad there. Denny Hamlin is starting deep in the field. I think he's starting 31st. There, I'm not mistaken. Ross Chastain, 11th. Here we move down the ladder. We do move down the ladder some more. Chase Briscoe, he's going to start 16th in this race here. Chase Elliott, he's going to start middle of the pack, 20th. So terrible qualifying efforts here by some of these playoff drivers. Here we're going to find Denny Hamlin. Yes, Denny Hamlin, back of the field, 31st. There for him in the race there. So you're going to have a mix of drivers here. And the rest of the top 10 here, we'll just name them off. Tyler Reddick, Austin Cindric, who got eliminated last week, rolls off. That's your front row, folks. Daniel Suarez, 6th. he might be a factor in this race. Harrison Burton, I believe this is his best starting position of the entire season for this 21 for the Wood Brothers Racing. So good for Harrison there. Bubba Wallace, will start 9th, and Austin Dillon. This is not your original top 10. This is more like your not Talladega top 10, but this is more of your mid-tier starters here. Austin Dillon will start in the 10th position for Richard Childress Racing. And the bigger news here, you are listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Real quick, Kurt Busch, as I thought, made a call for a press conference early in the week. He finally had it yesterday and said he's stepping away. Not only that, but we left out this critical part of this information, right? He said that he will step away from full-time racing, but he did announce that he wants to do part-time, which that was announced by Kurt. So he will miss the remainder of the season, as I thought. So, but apparently somebody tweeted out, either it was Bob Pockris or somebody else, I think it was actually Jeff Gluck, he's 95 to 97% all right, but not fully 100% and not fully compatible to step back in a race car. So, so that's going to break a streak for Kurt Busch. Very unfortunate again. If you guys haven't been living on a rock or haven't been paying attention, a couple months ago, Kurt Busch suffered a qualifying crash at Pocono, in which kind of set a trend for these cars that the questionability of these safety genies race cars. And Kurt Busch suffered a concussion, and it's been lingering for up to this point. So it's good for Kurt Busch again. And I advise Alex Bowman to do the same thing. Again, I wish that this was a full episode. I really wish this was a full episode. And maybe I'll still come back to this on the next full episode of 3-0 NASCAR Podcast with EG3. But, if I'm Alex Bowman, I also call it. I said this last week on the show. If you're looking for listen to more content on the show, on the podcast, definitely go back. Make sure you check it out, subscribe, do all that kind of stuff. do your thing. But yeah, if I'm Alex Bowman here, what's the point of coming back? I mean, yes, Phoenix is your home track, but at this point, take the Kurt Busch is the perfect example of it. And let's not be a superhero. Don't do it. Don't go. You're out of the playoffs. Don't do it. Do not step up in that race car. You have the rest of 2022 to heal, to rest up, and the rest of the offseason to get yourself right, get your mind right, get your body right, and come back in 2023 ready to rock and roll. Which leads to my final point here is Blake Harris. That 48 is going to have a new crew chief in that, in the person of, how did that get in here? But anyways, Blake Harris, who's the crew chief right now for Michael McDowell, he gets a new crew chiefing gig at Hendrick Motorsports. Very happy for Blake Harris. Obviously leading to Michael McDowell's best season yet in the Cup Series, even though Michael McDowell has not won a race yet this year. Only has four more chances to do it here as well. So, but happy for Blake Harris, man. I mean, if anything else, Joe Gibbs Racing made a mistake letting him go, but obviously he was a car chief for Martin Truex Jr. for a handful of years there, part of that championship winning team a few years back in 2017. Yeah, it's been a while. But yeah, but Blake Harris, that got kind of overshadowed a little bit there, but Blake Harris, well-deserved. He's going over Hendrick Motorsports after the season's over. Obviously, Greg Ives stepping down. Remember, going back to that, Greg Ives stepping down because he wanted to spend more time with his family. No issue with that. He said this Cup schedule is a grind for him, too much. And so he is going to be stepping out. And Blake Harris will be coming in crew chief of that 48 ride for next year. And something tells me, obviously, with Martin Truex Jr. coming back next year, I would still be riding with him, but same time, something tells me that, yes, Bubba Wallace is up there as well, as majority of the Truex Nation gang looking for the next driver for Drew 44, possibly, more than likely, 2024, for the next gigs to Route 4 as well. So, but yeah, that's also was a highlight. That news came out later on in the week that Blake Harris will be taking over as crew chief, man at top of the box to call the shots of the 48 car, which hopefully will have a healthy Alex Bowman in that ride. A 3-wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it on this edition of the show ahead of the round of 8 kicking off later on this afternoon at Las Vegas. PRN, I believe, will have radio coverage of that. NBC will take you the rest of the way there. The South Point 400, when this podcast comes out, this episode comes out, will be in progress here on PRN and on NBC. NBC will take you the rest of the way to the checkered flag at Phoenix. So that will do it for right now. Again, we will be back with a full episode, full recap of Las Vegas. Xfinity has a new, well, not new, but a winner in the championship four. More on that, and we'll have a full recap of the round of eight. Who will punch your ticket first to the championship four in the Cup Series coming up later on this afternoon? Eddie Greer, EG331 NASCAR podcast will be back later on this week. Enjoy Las Vegas.